Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now at the beginning of the fifth parak of Masachet Zevachim. I gave a little introductory note on the handout, and we will get into the parak forthwith. Ezuhu Mekoman Shel Zevachim, and that is a title for the entire parak. It is going to detail the location in the Azara for each one of the Zevachim, and starting with the elite group, Kodshei Kodashim Shechitatan Batzafon. All Kodshei Kodashim are slaughtered in the Tzafon. We know that there's a three-way machloket of how wide the Tzafon reaches. And now we go into specifics. We're going to deal in this Mishnah and the next Mishnah, which are put together, with the Chataot HaPnimiot, which we've spoken about at length in the last few Prakim. Parvasa Yerushal Yom HaKippurim. Right? The two inner Korbanot of Yom HaKippurim. Shechitatan B'Tzafon. V'kibul daman b'kli sharet b'tzafon. The Kabbalah has to be in a kli sharet in the north side. V'daman ta'un hazaya, and the dam has to be splattered. One, albein habadim, that's eight each, paran sa'ir, one up, seven down each. V'al ha'parochet, in the heichal, against the parochet. V'al mizbach ha'zahav. And I laid the numbers out on the page. Now, matana achat me'an me'akevet. Each matana is me'akev, and one is missed, the whole thing's out. What would you do with the rest of the dam? You'd go out to the Azara and spill it on the Yisod on the west side of the Mizbeach. But it's not Ma'akev. This Mishnah is like the position that Shiraim are not Ma'akev. Next Mishnah, which is of course Par Kohen Mashiach, Par Helam Davishol Tzibur, and Sirei Avodah Zorah. Those three. Shechitatan b'tzafon, kibul daman b'kli sharet b'tzafon, same thing. Tamantun hazaya al haparochet v'al mizbeach hazav. Notice the only thing missing here is bein habadim, because of course these do not go into the Kodesh Kodoshim. Matanachat me'an rakevet shir, adam ha'yashavech ha'yisot ma'avish v'zeach ha'yisot ma'atan lo'i kev. Same exact layout as Yom Kippur. The only difference being bein habadim. And elu v'ailu nusafin v'et hadeshen. Both, all of these, all five of these are burnt in Beit Hadeshen outside of the city. Now, the first question of the Gemara is, V'nitni nami kibul daman b'chli sharet b'tzafon. They're asking about the title statement that says, Kodshei Kodashim Shechitatan b'tzafon. Why didn't they also say, Kibul daman b'chli sharet b'tzafon, that the Kabbalah is b'tzafon? The answer is, Kevin de'ika Asham Mitzora. Asham Mitzora is Kodesh Kodoshim, like all Ashamot. V'kibul damo b'yadhu. Some of the Kabbalat Adam of the Asham is actually done by the hand of the Kohen, as we'll see in a minute. Shirei. Therefore, the Tana could not say, All Kodshei Kodashim are Shechitatan B'Tzafon V'Kibul Daman B'Chli Sharet B'Tzafon. And therefore he left it out. And then he put it in each one of the details. V'lo, is it not true that it's done B'Chli Sharet? V'Aktani V'Ala Kaman. The Mishnah Hay, in our parak, it says, Hasham Nasir, Hasham Mitzorah, Shechitatan B'Tzafon V'Kibul Daman B'Chli Sharet B'Tzafon. So it says you do a Kli Sharet for Hasham Mitzorah. The answer is Meikara Savar, from our perspective, this is not a changing of mind, but Meikara Savar, originally his approach was Kibul Damo Biyadhu. The reality is that some of the dam is taken by hand. Shirei, therefore he left it out of the title statement. Kevando Osagile Ela Bikli, but since most of it is done Bikli, and you need a Kli, Hada Tanya, therefore in Mishnah, hey, he mentioned Kibul Daman Bikli Charbet Savon. Let's see the whole layout to Tanya. In Perek Yudalad in Tarat HaMetzorah, it says, V'lakach HaKoin Midam HaSham. What does V'lakach mean? Yachol B'Kli. I might think that means B'Kli. Talmud Omer V'Natan. That he puts it on the Metzorah's ear, etc. Ma Netina B'Yatzmon Shel Kohen. Just like Netina is done with your hands, with your body, Aflekichat B'Yatzmon Shel Kohen. Therefore, the taking of the blood has to be B'Yatzmon Shel Kohen. Yachol Af the Mizbeach Kein. I might think that also the Matanot that go on the Mizbeach are taken biyad, Talmud Lomar, ki kachata tashamhu, in the previous pasuk, one we're going to see a lot in the next few dapim, the asham mitzora is compared to a chatat. Ma chatatu na kli, af asham ta'un kli, just like a chatat needs kabbalat dam bikli, so the asham. So nimtzeita ta'omer, so we see that we're pulled in two different directions. What's the conclusion? Asham mitzora shnei kohanim mekablim et damo, there are two kohanim doing kabbalah, echad biyad v'echad bikli. One of them with his hand, the other one with a kli. Zeshe kiblo b'kli, balo etz ha-mizbeach. The one with the kli goes then to the mizbeach to put on the mizbeach. Zeshe kiblo b'yad, balo etz ha-mitzorah. The one who does it with his hand then approaches the mitzorah and with his hand puts it on his ear, thumb, and toe. Okay, let's go to the Mishnah itself. Parvus Yerushalayim Kippurim, etc. Now, mechti tzafon ba'olaktiv. As we will see, the place, the text that tells us that the north side is the place for Shechita is only in the context of an Olah, and specifically Olat Nidva, and more specifically Olat Nidvat Tzon, in the second parsha in Sefer Vayikra. So since Tzafon is mentioned in the context of an Olah, Nitni Olah Bereisha, why is an Olah on top of our list? The answer is Chatat Aidi Da'ati Midrasha Chavivalei. The Tana enjoys Chatat Tzafon rule because he got it out of a drasha, and therefore he puts it first. V'nini Chataot Chitzoniot. So if that's the case, why don't you start with the Chataot that are on the outside? The answer is Aidi Nichnas Taman Lifnai V'Lifnim. Once we're talking about the personal preference of the Tana, since the Dam of the Chataot Pimiot goes inside and Yom Kippur goes into the Kodesh Kedoshim, Chavivalei, the Tana enjoys them more and puts them first. Okay, Utsfona be'olah hechaktiva. By the way, where does it say that the Olah is slaughtered in the Tzafon? Because it says in Perak Aleph Pasuk Yod Aleph, which is in the second parsha of the Olah, Shchadato Yerach Mizbeach Tzafona, on the north side of the Mizbeach, Ashkechan Ben Son. But that only tells me that if you're shechting a lamb, Ben Bakar Menalan, what if it's a calf, or a steer, which is in the first parsha in the parsha of Olah, where it does not say Tzafon, Amakra Ve'im Min Hatzon, because the second parsha in Pasuk Yod is introduced with the words Ve'im Min Hatzon, or the Vav. Vav Bosifal Inyan Rishon, the Vav connects the second parsha to the first parsha, Filamel Yon Mitachton, and now we infer up, meaning, from the second parsha, we infer backwards to the first parsha and say, Tzafon now applies to the first parsha. Now, ha nechalaman damar melamdin. That only works according to the opinion that says you could take a vav and connect two parshiot and do an up inference. Alaman damar ein melamdin. But we think that there's an opinion that says we don't accept that. Ma'ika lememar. So let's see. D'tanya. Ve'im nefesh. Now, this is in the end of Parshat Vayikra, Seder Vayikra, where it talks about the Asham Talui. And to remind you of the order, in Perek Dalad, which is the second section in Vayikra, which is Parshat HaDechova, as the Torah Kohanim calls it, it lists four different Chataot, the Par Kohen Mashiach, and Par Helm Dov Shel Tzibur, and the Seir Nasi, and then the Seir and Kitzpa of the regular person. And then in Perek Hay, it lists unique things, the Ol Korban Olah V'Yored, then Asham Mi'ilot, and then Asham Talui, and then Asham Gzelot. So now, Ve'im nefesh, which introduces the Asham Talui, l'chayev al-sfeik mi'ilot Asham Talui. Asham Talui, you remember, is brought when you're not sure if you violated the law. So now, it's the drasha, the Rabbi Kiva says that the Ve'im nefesh tells you that Asham Talui is also brought in case you're not sure if you violated mi'ilo, which is the previous parsha. That's connected by the Vav. Chachamim potrin, chachamim say, there is no Asham Talui for sfeik mi'ilot. Sfeik mi'ilot, you do nothing until you know you violated mi'ilah. Now, my love, ba'kami palgi, isn't there machloket, marsavar lemedin, marsavar ein lemedin, that Rabbi Akiva says the vav connects and we can up infer, and chachamim say we can't up infer. Up infer means to infer from the next passage backwards. Amar Papa, no, the Chuli Amal Medin, everybody agrees you can up infer. Why do the Rabbanan not do that? Markan mitzvot, v'nemar lahalan mitzvot, v'chatav kvar chelev mitzvot. It says, nefesh ki techta, v'nefesh ki techta, v'asad mi'achat mikol mitzvot, if he violates one of the mitzvot. The same terminology used in the chatat kvua. Therefore, Asham Talui can only apply to those things that if you did them and you knew you did them, you'd be Chatat. If you didn't know you did them, you'd be Asham Talui. So if you're not sure if you're Machal Shabbos Peshogeg, you bring Asham Talui. If you're not sure if you ate Chelev, you bring Asham Talui, but not anything else. Rabbi Akiva, what does he do with that? So Malalan Bikfuah, Afkam Bikfuah. He says, I agree with you that there's a connection here to the Chatat Kfuah, but it's there to knock out one other thing. Lafuke Chatat to Tumat Mikdash Vakroshav to Olav Yoredhu. And this we saw in Shvuot, that Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that Tumat Mikdash V'Korashav, there is no Asham Talui for that, and therefore, if you're not sure if you were in the Mikdash, you don't bring an Asham Talui, because it's not a Chatat Kvua. But that doesn't knock out Milot. In other words, he says the Gzera Shav is there just to isolate Chatat Kvua as opposed to Chatat Olav Yored, and it doesn't touch Milot. V'rabanan, what do they say? Ein gzera shava l'mechza. You can't do a gzera shava halfway. Either mitzvot ties asham talui to chatat kvua fully, or it doesn't. And they say it does. V'rakiba nam ein gzera shava l'mechza. So how's Rabbi Akiva going to answer that? So the answer is in achinami, you're right. V'acha b'akim v'halgi, the machloket is as follows. Rabbi Akiva savar v'im nefesh k'tiv, it says v'im nefesh, v'av mosif al inyan rishon, v'rabanan nam ha'aktiv v'im nefesh, so back to square one. So maybe Rabbi Akiva thinks a hekesh is stronger than a gzerah shava, and the juxtaposition of me'ila to asham talui overrides the gzerah shava that would knock me'ila out. Lo, the kuliyama hekesh adif. Everybody agrees hekesh is stronger. So Rabbanan now, I have to explain why they don't accept me'ilot. Rabbanan, this is what they would say. Tachton hud gemar me'elyon. We don't do an up inference, we do a down inference. The Vav is there to teach us something from Me'ilot about Asham Talui. Further, which is, Asham Bekesef Shkalim, the fact that you have to spend two Sla'im on an Asham, Shelo Tomar, because otherwise you would think, Lo Yisfeko Chamur Mi Vada'o. You certainly shouldn't spend more on a Safek than a Vada'i. Ma Vada'o Chatat Batanka. A Chatat, you could spend a sixth of a Ma'ah, or means any coin. You could spend any amount. Afsfeko Asham Batanka. So therefore, B'Safek, the Asham should be any amount. The answer is no, it's two Shlaim. And I have good reason to think it shouldn't be that much. Therefore, the Torah has to tell me it is. And therefore, I have a reason for the Vav, but the Vav is not there to connect to Milot up. It's there to connect value down. So Rabbi Akiva hasvar min alei. Rabbi Akiva has to agree that the value of an asham is that. Where is he going to get it from if he's using the vav to siphon up into milot? So nafkale mi b'zot torah ta'asham. In Parshat Tzav, it says this is the law of the asham. Torah achat l'chol ashamot. Meaning, there's one law for all ashamot. So teinach mandit le torat. There's a machloket how to learn that phrase. Zot torah ta'asham, zot torah achatat, zot torah mincha. Is it meant to say all of them are under one umbrella? That if but if somebody doesn't accept that Torah Tachatat means that, where does he get it from? Gamar be'er kacha, because the word be'er kacha, value, appears in both Me'ilot and in Asham Talui, and that tells, it appears also in all the other Ashamot with one exception, and tells you to use the same value. But Asham Shivcha Charufa in Vayikra Yotet doesn't say Berkacha. So how do we know that that's that got that value if you don't say Zotorat Hashem? The answer is Gamar Be'el Be'el. Both of them use the word El Ha'asham, and therefore, just like we have El Ha'asham here is worth two, the one in Shivcha Charufa is worth two. Good. We were going to pick up in the next podcast and explore how we know that Chatat has Tzafon, and we're going to go on from there. We have some real spectacular sugyot coming up in the next few podcasts. Meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.